From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A little more than 5,000 Utahns filed new unemployment claims last week. That's just a slight uptick from the week before, according to new numbers released today by the state's Department of Workforce Services. Paid out state and federal benefits continue to hover around $71 million. Health officials also announced 554 new cases of COVID-19 today. Three more deaths were also reported. They were all men, and two were not hospitalized at the time of their death. So far, men account for 60% of all COVID deaths in the state. Millard County has become one of the latest coronavirus hotspots in Utah. The Delta Fillmore area now has 41 cases and one hospitalization, and cases in the central Utah region have about doubled over the last 2 weeks. Angie Canopus with the Central Utah Health Department says they can't reveal exactly how many people are catching the virus due to privacy concerns, but the trend mirrors what's happening statewide as restrictions loosen.
As we're going yellow and down to green, there's just a little bit more interaction. There's a little bit more going into businesses. People aren't staying home as much.
Canopus says the health department is working on getting masks to anyone who needs them. One-third of the inmate population at Washington County's jail has tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak at Purgatory Correctional Facility started with three inmates on June 20th and has since spread to 92 inmates. Seven staff members have also tested positive. Jail officials say they'll begin retesting inmates that have already tested positive on Monday. County clerks in Utah are still counting ballots from Tuesday's primary election, and as KUER's Emily Means reports, they probably will be until at least next week.
Utah's elections director, Justin Lee, said as of this morning, around 100,000 ballots remain to be processed, and some could still be coming in the mail. Looking back at the 2018 race between Mia Love and Ben McAdams for Utah's 4th Congressional District, Lee says it was a full 2 weeks before the winner was determined. And the same could happen this year.
You know, in the 1st Congressional District, in the governor's race, and a few smaller legislative races, it may take that long to get a clear picture. So we're all going to have to be patient.
So far, more than 460,000 votes have been counted in the governor's race alone, compared to about 381,000 total votes in 2018's Republican primary, which Mitt Romney won. This year's high-profile races likely drew more voters, but Lee says holding the election almost entirely by mail helped too.
We do see an increase in turnout for smaller turnout elections like municipal elections or primary elections, and this election is absolutely no exception to that.
Lee says the November general election will also be conducted mostly by mail, with a few more in-person polling places. Emily Means, KUER News.
Historically, the voting process has been especially difficult for tribal communities. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, this election year, senators in our region are asking the federal government to do more.
In a signed letter to Attorney General William Barr, the senators called out the lack of in-person polling places for tribal voters. They want the Department of Justice to look into voter access issues ahead of November's general election. The senators also said that tribes need to be included in any expanded mail-in ballot effort due to the pandemic. Teresa Melendez is the vice chair of the Nevada Statewide Native American Caucus. She agrees that's something, but
most homes on the reservations do not have a mailbox in front of their home. That's another thing people don't know. Like we can't go to our driveway and our mailbox is there where we can get our mail.
She'd like to see states working directly with tribes to set up polling and ballot drop-off and pickup locations on every reservation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Under a 2018 legal settlement, Utah's San Juan County must provide in-person voting locations on or near the Navajo Nation and must provide a Navajo interpreter at each location. Parts of southwestern Utah have recently been having conversations about moving away from the nickname Dixie because of its ties to the Confederacy. This morning, more than 200 protesters in favor of keeping the nickname gathered outside St. George's City Hall. Joey Sammons Ashby says she organized the event because of an attempt by local leaders to change the name of the Dixie Convention Center earlier this week.
It's not a racist thing. It's a name. Dixie is love. It's our roots. It's our heritage, and we don't want to give it up.
Local officials have since decided to keep the name for the convention center, but will revisit it in 6 months. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.